dream is heavy. We need something to rise up from the floor or something like that.
这样，装上去。Well,
good morning, church family.
早。早。Yeah.
Last night, some of the youth, we took some of the youth to go to a concert over at the Palace of Auburn Hills.
昨天晚上我带我们的一些青少年去那个Auburn Hills的Palace。
And so we had a really good time just listening to some different artists and music.
我们听到不同的很好的音乐在那里。
But I know I'm getting old because I tried to hand out, like I have earplugs, and so I tried to give some to the youth, and they're like, we don't need any earplugs.
我知道我已经变成很老了，所以我想给一些年轻人昨天晚上一些塞耳朵的，他们说我们不需要。
You know, but there was about, the palace holds about, I looked at it, holds about 20,000, 22,000 people at the palace.
昨天晚上大概有两万多人。
And there was about, I guesstimate there was about 18,000 there last night, and we were just listening and singing some Christian songs.
大概有18,000人我们在那边唱这个我们基督教的歌。
You know, and there was a few moments during the concert when all 18,000 were singing.
这个我们昨天晚上听到差不多18,000个人在那里唱歌。
And you could kind of sense, if you kind of close your eyes and you could just hear the voices, you could kind of get a small taste, a sense of heaven.
你可以在闭着眼睛会感觉到，那我们可以尝试到天堂的味道。
You could, you know, again, you could just, the Lord is present. He's with us today. He's with us, you know, at the concert. But you could just kind of sense the Lord's presence.
我们可以感觉到上帝和我们在一起。
So yeah, we had a really enjoyable time, and it just was a small glimpse of just the feeling of what it'll be like when we're all there together.
我真的感觉到非常的快乐，然后和我们大家聚集在一起的时候。
But meanwhile, we're here. We're this side of heaven.
我们同样的看看这个天堂的是怎么回事。
And so this side of heaven, there's still... There are still challenges.
我们遇到很多的挑战。
There's still brokenness. There's still problems.
我们还是有很多的问题。
And there's still, when I look out in the world today, and I see the culture, there's still quite a bit of confusion. There's people are just looking and searching, looking at different directions.
我们现在在世界上，我们看今天的文化，使得我们有些迷惑，我们不知道我们怎么走。
So before we get into the message this morning, I'm gonna pray.
所以我们今天做一个祷告。
Lord, as we look in your word this morning, we have a warning. This is a warning to us, and we are just we're asking that your Holy Spirit bring clarity to us. We pray that you would speak through me, that you would speak through your word, through the scriptures this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit would stir in us and remind us of your beautiful truth. Remind us of the gospel. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, a number of years ago, I was invited to worship, my family and I was invited to worship at a church in Chicago.
很多年以前，我记得我跟我们的家庭到芝加哥的一个教会去聚会。
It was a very familiar setting. When I went to this church, it felt very familiar to me. There was a stained glass windows, just kind of like the one behind me. There was a table with candles on it. There was, of course, like a pulpit like this. It looked like the church that I grew up in.
这个教会的那个陈设布置是我非常熟悉的。 你知道他们的教会有很多的挂在那边的旗子，也是有好像有这个我们后面一样的，有这个彩色的玻璃在这个上面，还有那个讲台。And
on the walls there were a couple of banners hanging from the walls, and one of the banners said Christ is risen, and the other banner said Hallelujah.
它上面那个城那个旗子上面说主耶稣的复活，而且是感谢主。
And as the pastors walked out, the two pastors came out and they were wearing formal robes like the church that I grew up in.
这些讲道的人，他们穿着正式的布道的衣服，是我小时候长大也是很熟悉这样的情形的。
You know, but I noticed that as the service began, as the church stood and we were singing, and as the pastor began to give the message, I noticed that there was something different, there was something off.
当我听到那个牧师在讲道的时候，他讲的这些话好像有一点点不是很对劲的样子。
I began to sing, but I also began to look at the words of the song, the lyrics of what we're singing as a group.
当我听到他在唱歌的时候，那我就开始注意他里面的歌词的内容是到底是在讲些什么东西。
And some of the lyrics, they began to talk about the LGBT kind of lifestyle, the LGBT kind of a message.
所以他的我看到歌词的内容呢，他就是很讲到一些就是同性恋的这些的很就是讲他们的生活的方式。
It's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender life. There was lyrics, you know, kind of in the song. These songs that they sounded familiar. They sounded like hymns. They sounded like tone. You know, when you open up a hymn, you hear these kind of tones, and you hear them. The song sounds so familiar to you.
他们的那个音乐的这个也是很我们很熟悉的，好像是圣歌。他们的歌词里面嘛，但是都讲到他们是男女同性恋，或者是异性的同性恋，或者是这些的生活的状态。
But, and I'll be really honest with you, I felt strange. It felt it was a strange feeling to me to begin to kind of to look at the lyrics and to sing these songs as though it's like kind of a praise to the Lord.
所以当我唱这个歌的时候，我很老实的告诉大家，我心里有些不是舒服的感觉。
I never sung songs that maybe talked about or elevated a lifestyle of any kind, really.
他们就是讲他们这些同性恋的生活的方式。
Now I must say, when I look at Jesus' life, when I read about him in the Bible.
当我看到耶稣他这一生走过的路，而且他在圣经上告诉我们的。
He was called a friend of sinners.
很多人呢说耶稣是一个罪人的朋友。
Jesus, when you look at his life, he spent time with people who were, you know, they call it the worst of sinners, who people were like, these are the ones of society that, you know, these are the worst.
我们看到圣经上都是讲耶稣都是跟这些非常坏的罪人混在一起的。
In fact, some of the Pharisees asked Jesus' followers. They said, why does your teacher eat with these people?
我们也看到这些法利赛人就直问耶稣的门徒说，为什么你的老师总是和这些不好的罪人在一起吃饭？
And in fact, I think if Jesus wasIf he was incarnate today, if he was walking on the earth today, I think that he would be the same as described as in the scriptures.
我相信耶稣如果今天在世上的活的话，他也是在我们中间行走，也是有很多的征战。
He would still be eating with and fellows hanging with, being with the kind of the worst of sinners.
他还是继续可能今天也是和这些很不好的罪犯在一起吃饭。
Probably still to this day, to the dismay of the church, where the church would be like, what are you doing? Why are you with these people? Like, aren't you going to be with us? Aren't you going to be with the church? You know, it'd probably bug some of the religious, some of the churchgoers today.
所以我们今天也会发生这个情形的话，你会不会怀疑，那如果我们碰到这种情形，我们教会应该怎么做，怎么为什么和这些人在一起？
But what was so off center when I was worshiping at this church in Chicago, what was so off center was that the leaders of the church, there was a form or a feeling of religiosity. There was a form of faith there.
在我感觉上就是说我觉得不对劲，就是在那个芝加哥那个教会，我觉得这些领导的人找他们表现出来是非常不是很对劲的。
See, but the message that was being conveyed when I listened to what's the pastor speaking on, what is the songs that we're singing, the message was not based in Scripture. It was not rooted in Scripture.
我感觉上，他们这个唱的歌和他们的讲的道不是合乎圣经的上面所写的。
The message seemed to be more about affirming a particular lifestyle. Than it did about the triune God.
他们都是讲崇拜他们自己的生活的方式，而不是讲我们三位一体的耶稣。
And as Christians, we don't want to raise any particular lifestyle. It doesn't matter if it's an American lifestyle, a Chinese lifestyle, an LGBT lifestyle. That's not what the message is.
我们的信息带出来，应该不是讲我们的高举我们生活的方式。不管你是美国的方式，是中国人的方式，或者是同性恋人的方式，我们都不应该讲提高这些生活的价值的。
You know, I wondered when the pastors came in any church, you know, but in this particular church, when they'd come to the scriptures that talk about male-female relationships, I wonder how a pastor would handle it. What would they teach on? Would they teach directly from the scripture?Would they not talk about that scripture? Would they take the scripture and maneuver the meaning somehow?
我们最重要的时候，看看这些牧师当他们带出他信息的时候，不管是特别是讲到男女之间的关系的时候，他们是不是在合乎圣经的原则？是不是又把圣经把它歪曲了解释？
And this is the warning. This is the warning that Paul gives to the church in Ephesus.
这就是保罗在从前在圣经上他给以弗所这些教会的人。
He is writing a letter to Timothy and to the church of Ephesus. And again, this morning, it's a, what we hear, the tone of the message, it's a warning to the church.
所以这个保罗就是在写信给提摩太和以弗所的教会，就是要警告他们有这些危机在这里面。
It is a warning against false teachers and false teaching.
保罗就是提到是假的师父和假的教训。
Teaching that is contrary to the scriptures.
这些教导都是违反圣经的。
And this was the problem that was happening in the church of Ephesus. This is partly why and a main reason why Paul is writing Timothy.
这是最主要保罗为什么写信给他们，因为有这个问题在里面。
In fact, if you back up all the way to the beginning of the letter, 1 Timothy, one of the first words, one of the first few sentences that Paul writes to Timothy is stop those who are teaching wrong doctrine.
所以我们在看提摩太前书的时候就知道保罗带出来的信息就是要停止这些有异端的说法。
So this morning, what I want to do is I want to give you that same warning.
所以今天我在这个讲台上也要给大家一些同样的警告。
And then I want to equip you with ways to test, so that you, when you leave this morning, you know, like, here is how we can test, here's how we can know.
我要在这边就是鼓励大家装备起来，能够讲圣经的原则。
Here's how we can know if.There is false teaching that is being taught in the church.
就是我们先谈到怎么样是有这个假异端的教训在这个我们的社会上面。
So if you like to follow along in your Bibles or on your phones, you can turn to the book of 1 Timothy. Otherwise, it will be up here on the screen.
假如有圣经的话，或者你们有 iPhone 的话，可以打开来看看那个提摩太前书第四章。
We're looking at chapter 4, starting in verses 1 and 2.
我们先讲那个从第四章的第一节讲到第二节。
Says this, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead.
圣灵明白说在后来的时候必有人脱离真道听从那引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼的道理这是因为说谎的人假冒这等人的良心同样被热铁 乐观的一般。
Paul says that in the last times or the latter times, some will fall away from the faith.
保罗就特别指到，就是说他用这个字在后来的时候，就是说这些人会离弃真道。
What happened is that Jewish thinkers used to kind of divide out time, and what they would say, Jewish, when they would speak about time, they would say, this is the present age, and this is the age to come.
犹太人常常就把这个时间分开来，这是现在的时候，然后这一是后来的时候。
And so when Jewish thinkers or Jewish writers would talk about the present age, they would be speaking of the time when God spoke to their forefathers, or when God spoke through the prophets.
所以当犹太人就谈到这个上帝跟他们的祖先，或者是跟他们的这些人说话的时候。
And the age to come would be when the Messiah arrived. When the Messiah arrived, that would be the age that would come.
后来的时候就是指后来在弥赛亚来的时候，这是另外一个时间。
And so when Paul is speaking of the last times, he's speaking of his current time. After Christ had arrived, after Christ was there and the church had begun, this was the present, this was the age to come, the last days of the church.
所以这样当保罗讲这个时候，后来的时间就是指主耶稣跟他们在一起再来的时候。
So church, we are living in the last days. This is the last time period in the church before Christ comes back. We are living in the time between Jesus arriving and Jesus returning. So these, whenever you hear and speak about the last days, we are living in it right now.
他就保罗是指这个时间，就是在他耶稣在这个世界上的时间和他定死以后再来的时间。
And Paul says, in these last times, in these last days, there are going to be some people who fall away from the faith, who move away from Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，在这个主耶稣来这个时候，有很多的人就会离弃真道。
He says, because you know why? There's a battle going on. There is a battle that is unseen that is happening here.
保罗就提到有一个征战这里面，就是我们可以在现在时代发现的。
Paul says there are people in these last days who will follow deceptive spirits and teaching that comes from demons.
保罗就说在这个末世的时候，后来的时间里面，就是有魔鬼的教训会过来。
And that, to me, that sounds, when I read it, it sounds strong. It's like, like really? Like, someone's going to follow teaching from demons? I mean, when's the last time you saw a demon stand up at the pulpit and give a message?
当我听的时候好像是有点奇怪，怎么保罗提到有这个魔鬼的教训在我们的当中。
But remember,If you've read the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, it talks about to arm yourself, to put on the full armor of God, because I'm telling you, there is an unseen battle that is happening for your souls.
所以当你看到以弗所书第六章的时候，就是保罗要把劝我们要装备起来，就是因为我们要和一些看不到的这个属灵的征战在里面。
You may not feel it, you may not sense it. Sometimes you may. Sometimes you may feel like there's spiritual warfare that's happening among, there's something happening here or in the culture. But I just warn you, I just want the church to know, I want you to know that, man, there's something happening that is unseen.
所以我今天要告诉大家，有些事情我们是肉眼看不到的，是在我们的生活的征战里面。
Says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, so our battle is not against the teachers, it's against the principalities, the dark powers that are out there.
我们的其实不是谈到和人的血气的征战，而是在我们看不见的上的属灵的这些征战。
But the teaching comes through people, through teachers.
但是我们的教训这个都是从人口里面说出来的。
And we know what was happening in the church of Ephesus. We can kind of sense throughout the book of 1 Timothy what some of the teachings were that were throwing the church off balance.
所以我们看到提摩太前书保罗怎么是提到有些人的教训会把我们带到 就是说不是正路上去。
Chapter 1 says that the teachers were teaching about myths and genealogies, and it was causing a distraction.
他提到就是在有些人是教导这些神话, 而且是教导家谱学这些,
Beyond a distraction, it was causing controversy.
所以这些话都是导致我们教会的争论的。
And there are false teachers today. Today, I don't know if you are aware of it, I don't know if you see false teachers, but again, what I want to do is I want you to be aware and I want you to be equipped.
我们不知道各位有没有看到在这个限制上有那个假教师的，我只是要警告大家，让大家知道是怎么回事。
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few types of teachers, so false teachers that are in existence today.
我现在要列举出来，给你们看看有几类的人物是假教师的。
They existed back when we read in the Bible, they existed back then, and they exist now.
在我们圣经上，大家觉得是过去的事情，其实也是今天的事情。
Okay. First teacher, kind of false teacher, is the heretic.
第一类的假教师就是讲异端的。
The heretic is a person who blatantly teaches something that contradicts the scriptures.
这些人就是他的意思就是说他教导的东西完全是和圣经上不合的。
The Apostle Peter, 2 Peter 2:1, and again, if you're kind of taking notes, I mean, I just want you to like have the type of false teacher and then where in scripture it's talking about it.
我列出来下面的经文，就是彼得后书的2章1节，就是大家如果要做笔记，可以看到他谈到是怎么样是传递异端的这些人。
Apostle Peter says there will be false teachers among you.
他说有假教师会在你们中间。
They will cleverly teach destructive heresies about God.
他会讲这个异端。
So you got to be careful because again, the teachers are not going to be easily recognized.
大家要注意，我们不容易分辨这些教师。
Most who are teaching heresy are likable people.
普通讲异端人呐，你都看起来你都还蛮喜欢他的。
They're charismatic. They're natural leaders. They're people that you'd want to follow.
他们有一个自然领袖的特征。
Again, there's nothing wrong with being charismatic. There's nothing wrong with being a natural leader.
谈到这个，如果你有个自然有个领袖的个性的话，并不是个坏事。
But the problem is when you use that which God has given you, your charismatic personality, your natural leadership, to lead people away from the Lord.
问题是，假如这些人利用他的特别的技巧和功能，而把我们带离神的话。
What will happen is a heretic, a charismatic leader will come and he'll teach just enough truth to hide kind of the heresy. You know, it'll sound believable. It'll sound right.
他在表面上，你听到他有些话，他是好像很吸引人的，很可以相信的，但是他后面有很多的背影。
But there'll be a twist on scripture. He'll be reading from here.
他在背后他会曲解圣经上所讲的事情的。
Oftentimes a heretic will maybe put a slight twist on like the Trinity.
所以他讲，譬如对永恒，他会曲解。
Jesus is the Son of God, but he's not God.
他讲人子，你知道，并不是上帝。
They will say things that doesn't match what you've heard over the years.
和你在读圣经的时候，他们讲的是不一样的。
Or they will move away from the orthodoxy of salvation by faith.
他会远离，就是我们常常讲，你有信心就能得救的这种。
Normally it's a subtle twist. It's a small twist. It's something that's like, maybe as you hear it, it might pop out at you right away, but other times it's like, I don't know, it could be right. You know, it sounds off.
然后你听来的时候，好像你会有点疑惑，好像他讲的话。 也没有什么错，你知道，好像是也有点对在里面。
Peter says he cleverly leads people away from the truth of the scriptures.
但是彼得就告诉大家，这些人就是把自别人误导到别的方向的。
One of my friends at a church in here in Rochester Hills, he had to go up against heresy that was being taught in his church.
他认识的在我们这 Rochester Hill 的教会里面，就是很反对这些人讲异端的。
A person had worked his way into teaching at the church and had been given a voice in the church.
他碰到一个人在那个 Rochester 那个教会里面，他一直的爬上去，就是可以去教训人家。
And what was being taught is that once you are saved, that you could no longer sin, that there was no sin. So once you had a relationship with Jesus Christ, there was no sin after that. So whatever you did didn't matter.
他告诉大家，如果你信了主的话呢，你就不是一个罪人了，你永远不会犯罪了。所以他就教训人家这个。
So it was kind of scary because some of the young people were being led away from the church.
所以其实是很可怕的，因为年轻人听了就很高兴，就是他就离开，就是真道了。
And my friend had to work really hard to go back into the scriptures.With the young people and go, this is what the scripture says. Don't believe what is being taught.
我的这位牧师的朋友就要花很大的力气，接近到这些年轻人，跟他们讲，你要看看圣经上怎么说，不要被他误导。
We need to be on guard. This is probably the most prevalent kind of false teacher as a heretic. But we must be aware of someone who's teaching blatantly against the scriptures.
所以我们就是要注意，然后有这些人把圣经的话混进去，然后可以误导人。
Can we go forward one slide? The next one is the charlatan.、
Okay. 第二个我们的看到就是 charlatan.
Charlatan is only interested in the faith because it lines his wallet.
他这个人是大概就是用他的自己的能力去骗钱的。
Again, I know many of you would be like, there's no way. No one's going to part me with my, you know, like, I'm not going to fall for any of someone who's like talking about sending money in.
所以你会大概会讲，我这个人我不会被人家骗的了，你知道，他装摇闯骗弄不到我身上来的了。
I know most of us are like, that's just, who would send in? Who would, you know, if you see someone on TV, like, who would ever send in, like,$100, $10, $5, who would send in a dollar to that?
有些你们可能也看到那在电视上这些人传教的，就是说，我怎么会把什么寄100块钱，甚至我10块钱都不会寄给这人这个。
But it happens. Back in the 90s, there was a man named Robert Tilton.
其实这有实际的例子的，在90年的时候，有一个很有名的传道人叫 Robert Tilton.
He would go on television. He would give the message to the people who were watching. And he was bringing in $70 to $80 million a year.
所以他是很有名的传道士。他在电视上呢，他的每年的收入那是7亿到8亿的收入。
And again, there is nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with bringing in.With having $70 or $80 million being given, but the problem is if the teaching is completely false, and if you are not stewarding that which God has given you for His kingdom, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're going to be in trouble.
问题是我对他年薪有7亿8亿，并不是个问题，你知道也是不错的。但是问题是他的教训有没有是不是合乎圣经的原则？他是不是教圣经
？You know what's tragic is that.People that used to work under Robert Tilton, they would process some of the money that would come in, and they'd say that, you know what they'd do is they'd open up the envelope, they'd take the check, there'd be a list of prayers of what people would, could you pray for this? And people would take the check, take the prayer, toss the prayer, like just throw it away, you know, just throw it away, and just tragic. But people follow.
在后来的就是在他们那个Robert Tilton 的瑞牧人就爆出来，就是他把这些人寄来的钱的人支票，他就把他支票收进去了，然后这些人寄来负债里面，他需要教会就是 Tilton 替他祷告的事情，他就把他通通溜到垃圾桶去了。
Look,
这就是非常可惜的。
I know that's an extreme case, but listen, when we read about what characteristics that should apply to an elder.
所以我们看起来虽然这是一个好像很极端的例子，但实际上也是发生的。
And one of those characteristics of an overseer is that they would not be a lover of money. So it doesn't matter if it's on television or if it's just in a local church, what we are desiring for any teacher is that they have not fallen, they're not taken by money.
所以我们要注意，你不管是在电视上的，或者在我们地方的教会里面，就是说你不能以这个来传教来是赚钱的。
Okay, if we can move forward one more, a prophet is another kind of false teacher.
第二个就是下面一个就是你们看这个先知。
This is a person who will claim fresh revelation from the Lord. Okay.
这个先知就是说他从很清楚的从上帝里面给他一个启示。
We've got to be careful when someone says, look, God has given me something, a fresh revelation from the Lord that is a message to the church.
所以你们大家注意说这个人说我是从上帝有启示来的，你知道他是上帝告诉他，你们要注意。
This is a person like Joseph Smith, right?
这个人就像约瑟 Smith.
I had family, I have family out in the Utah and in Idaho area, and so many I've spent a lot of time out in that area.
因为我有很多的亲戚在犹他，他们都接近这个教会。
Again, even Sarah and I have taken a tour. We took a tour of the.I guess kind of a museum which talked about Joseph Smith.
我也和 Sarah 去访问他们的教会，其实就是摩门教会。
But right, what Joseph Smith said is that I have written down revelation from an angel, the angel Moroni. You know, he's given me new scriptures, new revelation for the church that the church must know.
他这个在这个博物馆里面就说 Joseph Smith 他是有那个。Moroni 他是一个天使告诉他上帝告诉 Joseph 什么话。
And yet in the book of Revelation chapter 22 you can read it for yourselves. It says the Apostle John says anyone, don't let anyone add a single word or take away a single word from the scripture. Don't let anyone add anything to this word.
当你读到启示录二十二章的时候约翰就告诉大家，你们不要在这个我们的圣经里面加什么东西，减什么东西。
Now the Bible does speak of the gift of prophecy.
圣经的确是有讲先知的。
The purpose of any gift is to build the church, is to encourage the church.
所以你先知的责任就是说你要建造这个教会。
And so when someone has a word for a person or for the church to encourage or build the church, or an encouragement or a rebuke.
所以我们要就是主要的目的是要建设这个教会，而不是破坏这个教会。
The scriptures say that we need to test every spirit, meaning we need to know where is that coming from. If you have a word, if you're claiming that you have a message, like something to give to the church for the purpose of building the church, encouraging the church, rebuking the church, correcting the church, that means we need to test.To know where is that coming from.
所以我们要知道这个人说他有上帝的启示的话，我们要看看他到底是在讲什么。不管是他是要建造这个教会，或者和教会有不同的意见，我们都要审核他的来源是在哪里的。
Is it from the Lord or is it from another spirit which is not of God?
我们看看他来的原因是不是从上帝那里来的，还是从别的地方来的，不是属于上帝的。
Because I'm telling you, there are many prophets out there who are not speaking the message from the Lord.
我们看到有些他们叫做先知的，他的话并不是从上帝那里来的。
Everything must line up with what we see in the scripture.
我们看每一个 条文都要是从符合圣经上面的所说的话。
Okay, let me give you a couple more, okay?
我们再看看下面的这个
One more, can I?
下面一个那个 slide.
Fourth one is a divider, the divider.
我们现在谈到这个是一个就是把教会分裂的人。
This is a teacher who uses false teaching to disrupt or divide out the church.
他用假的这个教条来使我们的教会分裂的。
What will happen sometimes with a divider is they will take a minor doctrine, they'll take a minor doctrine out of Scripture, and they'll raise it up as a mark of maturity for Christians. They'll say, look, if you don't have this or this, then they'll take something that's a minor doctrine and make it a major doctrine.
他就是常常从圣经上找一段比较次要的经文，然后把它变成这个最主要的经文，所以把它的价值弄得不一样。
Or he may gently or subtly introduce just unbiblical doctrine to the body of Christ.
所以呢，他也是在私底下慢慢的就把这个不是神的话就带出来了。
Here's what Jude says. The book of Jude, he says this. In the last times, there would be scoffers who purpose in life to enjoy themselves in every evil way imaginable. Now they are here, and they are the ones who are creating divisions among you, church. They live by natural instinct because they do not have God's Spirit living in them. So Jude gives us a warning, a clear warning, like be careful of the divider.
所以我们在犹大书上面他们有提到，他们曾经对你们也说过，为末世必有好讥讽的人随从他不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党属于血气的没有圣灵的人。
Okay, so the last kind of false teacher is one that is much more popular, one that's much more out there, you can see out thereAnd it is the tickler, okay, the tickler.
所以你们看到那在末世的时候，我们看到有一类人呢叫 tickler. Tickler, 我解释一下，就是英文是抓痒的意思，就是说你身上有痒，是不是你最喜欢人家就抓你？换句话说，就是说你最喜欢听的话，你知道
？The
tickler, 你最喜欢这种人了。
The tickler teaches people what they want to hear. You know, there's a message that people want to hear. They want it to sound nice. They want it to feel nice. They want it to feel good. They just want a certain message. And the tickler says, I'm glad to give you what you want to hear.
所以这些人呢，就是说我们最喜欢，你知道，听到我们自己喜欢听的消息。所以呢，这些假教师呢，就是说你喜欢听这些，我就尽量讲这些给你听，使你非常的舒服。
Okay, this type of false teacher will teach only certain portions. There's a tendency to teach just certain portions of the Bible. The parts of the Bible that we don't agree with or don't like or doesn't feel good, then we just won't touch them.
所以呢，这些人做法呢，就是他在圣经上找一些经节，就是说你最喜欢听的，你知道，如果你不喜欢听的呢，我就不讲。
He may speak only of joy, but won't confront, you know, won't talk about sin.
他大部分比如讲他喜欢讲一些你世界上很享受的事情，但是如果你有罪的事情呢，他不提的。
He may preach a lot on heaven because heaven feels good. I mean, who does not want to know more about heaven?
所以他常常提的比如讲是天堂，谁不喜欢去天堂，因为天堂是最美的嘛，你最喜欢听的嘛。
But not on the reality.
但是他不讲事实上怎么样
of hell, okay?
假如你他不讲事实上也有地狱的。
So when we talk about the tickler, we ourselves have got to, you all are also teachers and preachers. You are ministers.
假如你知道他这些人就是他会讲带出这种信息来的。
So we also have to be ourselves, be careful not to be, you know, like, I don't want to be this kind of teacher. I don't want to be this kind of preacher. I give you only what it sounds good. And you don't want to be the kind of church, the kind of people who are giving that kind of message only what people want to hear.
所以我们在教会里面就教导人的时候，希望大家都不要做这种人，就是说他们喜欢听什么我们就告诉他什么，他们不喜欢听的呢我们就不要讲。
False teachers with false teaching.
假教师就带出假的信息出来。
Those, What we're given is a little bit more, and in our passage this morning, we're given a little bit more of the kind of false teaching, what was being taught to the believers in the church of Ephesus.
我们就讲那个以弗所书那个保罗是怎么提的这些假教师做些什么事情。
Look with me in verses 3 and 4 of chapter 3, 4 and 5 of chapter 4.
在我们这个第四章的是第三节第四节。
Here's what they're teaching in the church of Ephesus. They will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods. But God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. For we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer.
第三节的时候，第四章第三节，他讲，他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，这就是神所造的，叫那些信而明白真道的人感谢做领受。凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢做领受，就没有一样可弃的。都因为神的知道人的祈求成为圣洁了。
All right, so in Timothy's context, in the church that he was stationed at, in the church of Ephesus, what was being taught was like, don't get married. It is wrong to be married. It is wrong to eat certain foods. If you eat these certain foods, you may be taking away from holiness. You may be, you know, there's just some sort of teaching that is going out there that is clearly not rooted in the gospel.
所以当时的保罗在以弗所面临有这个问题，就是有些人说，哦，你们不应该结婚，不应该嫁娶，你知道？然后呢，你吃东西的时候，你知道，要有些有些什么东西不可以吃的，所以这不是合乎圣经的原则的。
It looks like there was some form of it's called asceticism, some sort of heavy self-discipline of denying yourself certain things so that maybe that you'd be more godly when you denied yourself of these particular foods or of marriage.
所以呢，这个看起来就是好像当时有些是禁欲主义在里面，就是如果你克制你自己的欲望，你知道你苦行，然后你就可以更接近上帝，这不是圣经上所说的。
Or some say that it was a kind of a precursor to it's kind of a philosophy called Gnosticism.
当时一个叫做拿西主义的，就是说
which was a type of thinking that said that all material things were unspiritual. So if you want to be spiritual, you kind of deny the material things of the world.
拿西主义的，它基本的就是说，在你身体以外的，都是这些从物质上的东西都是不好的。
And Paul says that is totally false. That is just that's baloney. That is hogwash. This kind of teaching is not right.
保罗就说这些全是胡说八道的。
He said God made everything good. So I know maybe there's a teaching out there that like certain foods you need to abstain from certain foods, but God says now receive it all with thanksgiving. I mean God made everything and God made everything good, so receive it with thanksgiving.
所以保罗说这个是不对的教法。上帝给我们一切都是很好的，我们什么都是可以吃的。
Same goes with marriage. He said God created the institution of marriage. Marriage is good. So whatever you're hearing out there, you need to, Timothy, you need to correct the church. This is not right teaching.
保罗就指出来，我们上帝创造我们的婚姻家庭里面是非常宝贵的，你知道，他就告诉提摩太，你不要讲这些叫这些讲异端的人不要讲这些学说。
So we must also have a similar awareness of what is being taught.
所以我们今天也要注意，你知道到底我们教会在讲些什么。
This generation and also the next generation, sometimes I have great concern for the upcoming generation.
我们不但是注意我们自己，也要注意我们下一代，我们是受怎么样的影响。
Because the pull of what is being taught, the culture is so strong.
因为这个信息是非常对我们是影响是非常强烈的。
It's why we need to make sure, church, you've got to make sure that we understand God's word. You've got to be in the word. It is essential.
所以我们非常重要注意我们在圣经上到底圣经是在讲什么的字眼。
So that when false teachers present themselves in the church, the Holy Spirit can like use what you've read, what's in your heart, what you've stored up in your mind and your heart, and the Holy Spirit can speak to you and go, wait, what he, what she is saying is off. It's not right.
所以我们要祈求圣灵要告诉我们，我们在读圣经的时候是什么样是远离圣经的话，我们那个求圣灵帮助我们。
I once had a professor at Trinity who said, look, he said, I feel like if with most churches, if there was someone who came into most churches with, who was charismatic enough, who could speak and articulate well enough, most, and I feel like that's strong, I don't think most churches, but he said many churches would follow.
我们看看，我也看到很多的教会，他看到有些很会讲道的，很有特别功能的人，就非常非常吸引人。
So what I want to do is I want to give you five tests, okay? I want to give you five tests that if you are taking notes, again, I just want you to have these, I want you to know these tests so that you can understand how you can go, yeah, this is, it's not right, this is false teaching.
我现在要给那个五个可以鉴定分别，你知道怎么样是不好的，是好的教训在里面。
First test is the test of origin.
第一个就是我们要看看他，试试看他这个来源是哪里来的。
Sound teaching originates, it's from God, and false teaching is something from someone, God made someone, or God, you know, so it's not from the Lord.
简单讲起来就是说，好的教训就是从上帝来的。有些人，你要看看那些不是从上帝来，是编造的，就是不好的。
You know, when Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote, the Church of Galatia.
加拉太书里面保罗告诉大家。
He worked very hard to let the Galatian people know that the gospel that I'm giving to you is not something that originated from me. It's not that I made up the gospel and I'm conveying this message to you. This gospel that I'm telling you originated from God, from Jesus Christ, not a message from me.
所以保罗在那个加拉太的教会里面告诉群众，就是说你们要注意，我今天所告诉大家的不是从我保罗来的，而是从耶稣基督来的。
Even Jesus said at one time, John chapter 7, he said, this teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
甚至耶稣也这样说，在他在约翰福音的时候，他说我讲的信息不是我讲的，而是差我来的人叫我这样说的。
Does the teaching originate from God or someone created by God? Is it just simply man's message?
所以是从上帝来的还是从人来的？
Here's the problem though, like, you know, who doesn't claim that their message is from the Lord, right? I mean, anyone who stands up here is going to say, this message is from God, you know, I mean, So that's the problem.
问题在哪里呢？每个人讲这个信息的时候，每个人都会说我的信息啊是从上帝来的，对不对？你知道，没有人说是从别的地方来的。
That leads us to the second test, okay? The test of authority.
遇到这种情形，那你可以用第二个方法来鉴别。
Sound teaching is grounded in the Bible. False teaching grounds its authority outside of the Bible.
就是你看看它的权威从哪里来的？权威就是说真正的教训是从。
We know that,
我们圣经来的，如果是假的教训，就是不是从圣经来的。
We know that the scripture is God breathed. God used people like the Apostle Paul and many other writers to write the scriptures through them. It's God breathed.
我们都知道写圣经的人，这些作者都是用上帝的圣灵口那一口气吹在他身上，使他有灵感方写到把圣经写出来。
It is inerrant, it is without error, and it is infallible, it is without falsehood.
圣经是没有错的，圣经是无误的。
So if a teacher or preacher is teaching something they say, this originates from God, but it doesn't come from, you don't see it in here, then you know it's not from the Lord.
假如你们看到一些人讲的话，如果是他都是说是从圣经来的，你要把你的圣经打开来看看，它是不是真正的从圣经上出来的。
One time Paul was teaching at a church in the city of Berea, and he was speaking about the gospel.
有一次保罗就在 Berea 这个地方就在那里讲道。
And every day he'd be talking about the gospel, and every day the Bereans would go back to the scriptures. They'd go back to what would be the Old Testament, the prophets, the Torah, and they'd go, wait, Is what Paul's saying, is that right? Does it agree?
所以这些 Berea 的这些信徒是非常好的，他每次在保罗讲完道以后，他就把圣经或者讲摩西五经，就是旧约找出来，看看保罗讲的是不是合乎圣经的原则。
Every time he taught, they made sure that what Paul was teaching on was also found, like, agreed with what was said in the Old Testament.
所以这些人就是非常认真的，他就是每次保罗讲完道以后，他要见把旧约拿出来，看看保罗是不是真的。
And I want us to be like that. I want you to be like that as well. Look, listen, church, if there's anything, I've told this to the students, if you ever hear me say something that you're like, I don't see that in the Bible. I don't agree. Not that you don't agree. Maybe you don't agree, but if it's not in the Bible, I ask you to, like, you can come. I invite you to come and tell me, like, wait, what you said, I don't know if that matches what I see in the scriptures.
所以我今天要请求大家，你们现在听我在这里讲道。假如你听到我有讲什么事，你有怀疑的，或者认为我讲的道和圣经是不合的，请你在我现在讲道讲完以后来找我，把我们这个圣经再拿出来弄清楚。
But what if two teachers are claiming the authority of the scripture? They're like, we're both teaching the scripture. Like, I'm teaching from the Bible, Paul's teaching from the Bible, but we're teaching two different things, you know, and we're both teaching out of the Bible. Then what do you do?
我现在问你一个问题，现在就是说现在有两个教师在这里，一个是比如Pastor Brady， 然后是我，然后我跟他讲的是有冲突的，是不一样的东西，你们现在要怎么样做？
And you always believe me. Okay, you always believe me.
他是讲笑话，他说你要相信我讲的，他讲的不对。
Now, but then what you do is you go to the next one, the test of consistency. Okay.
所以你们看看要走到原文，它是不是有冲突的，是不是都是一致的
？Sound teaching is consistent with the whole of Scripture. False teaching is consistent with just a portion of the Scripture. Okay.
真正的教训你要合乎整本圣经的原则，就是然后如果不是真正的就是不好的教导，就是从这个圣经的取一个小段出来，然后再解释。
Okay, so if that's the scenario, if two different teachers are teaching from the Bible, they're reading from the Bible, they're claiming, but they're teaching two different things, what you do is you look at the rest of the Bible. You go to the Bible and you say, what else does Scripture have to say on this theme or topic?
所以你发现有疑问的时候，你要把圣经找出来，把全部的圣经都看到它前下上下文，你知道，不要只是拿片段，然后我们拿出来比较，看看他讲的是不是真实的。
What you do is you let Scripture interpret other Scripture.
所以你的原则就是由圣经来解释圣经。
And then once you've done that, once you've gone through these three tests, then you can look at the effect that it has on the church, on the people.
然后再看看，然后我们讲圣经的话以后，看看这些人在做什么，教会人在做什么。
Sorry, we're both. Okay, the test of spiritual growth.Okay, test of spiritual growth.
然后我们看看在我们的灵性上怎么成长。
Sound teaching will benefit the church. It'll build the church. The church, when the church receives the teaching, obeys the teaching, pulls it into their heart, man, there's going to be, the church will grow.
我们如果是有好的教训的话，你可以看到后果，它就是我们教会的人都是会从灵性上有增长。对我们的灵性上有非常的帮助。假如是不好的教训的话，就会使得我们。
It's a fairly straightforward test. If you see that the teaching of the church teaching brings health to the church, does it bring health to the church? You know, then it's a one test that you can use as like this must be solid teaching. It's building up the church.
我们大家都可以看到，我们读圣经的，如果是后果，应该是帮助我们的教会成长，使我们每个人都非常灵性上非常健康的。
Conversely, if the teaching causes a lot of controversy, okay, if it's causing controversy, it's causing strife, if it's causing division, if it's causing distraction from the gospel, you know that it's not good teaching.
假如我们读到圣经的时候，我们发现我们会造成我们有。在弟兄姐妹之间有争论，有不和的，或者是造成不健康的情形，就是说这些教训都是有问题的。
Okay, here's the last test. It's the test of godly living.
最后我们有一个怎么样鉴定？ 真正的好的教训呢？
Sound teaching has value for godly living. False teaching leads to ungodly living.
好的教训就是说我们会告诉我们上帝的形象，它有它的价值。如果不好的教训，就是说我们过一个不是属神的生活。
Early in the book of Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, you know, this teaching is just, it's causing arguments.
保罗就是警告，就是提摩太，有些教训会造成教会分裂的。
It's not helping people live a life of faith in God.
使得我们不会过一个属神的生活。
If the teaching causes people to live a life of faith in God, like, oh man, my faith, my heart is growing for the Lord, my love is growing for Jesus, holiness is, you know, I'm being transformed from the inside out slowly, then you know that it's good teaching.
我们要知道我们的神的教训应该是从我们内心发出来的，使我们有个健康的人生的生活。
So church, we've got to be on guard. It may not be now, but boy, those in high school, middle school, I just want to give you particularly just a warning. When you go out there, you've got to be ready. Because boy, there's all different kinds of teaching that are out there. In church, we have to be guardians of the gospel.
我们在教会的，不管你是年轻的或是年纪大的，我们要在圣经上着手，要保护我们的真道。
You know, I can think of no better way to help us to focus on the message than to partake in communion.
最好的就是现在使我们能够在我们一起聚在一起，然后享用圣餐。